Welcome to episode 253 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, I'm taking things back to basics, pure and simple. As I set off on my way home from giving a talk recently, I began thinking about just why we take pictures. Now, of course, everyone has their own reasons. For some, it's mostly commercial, for others, it's all about the process, and simply, for others, it's just the joy of creating something from nothing. Now, a quick heads up. Like an idiot, I didn't check to see just how much space was left on my recorder's memory card that evening, so you will find that the recording comes to a fairly abrupt end, I'm afraid. But fear not, you haven't missed much. The last couple of minutes really were just mostly me summing things up. So, with that said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 253. It is just about 11:15 at night. And I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why it should be funny that I'm out so late, but I am. And the reason I'm out so late is that I am travelling back from giving another of my camera club talks. And once again, it was my Adventure on Your Doorstep talk. A lot of you will know that I've given this talk quite a few times now, and I even spoke about it on the podcast a few weeks back. So I'm not going to talk about that again. I will link in the show notes to previous recordings and thoughts that I've given. But what I want to focus on today, on this occasion, is just ideas surrounding why we take photographs. Now, on the surface, I appreciate that sounds like a bit of a silly question. You know, why do you take pictures? Because you can, because you want to, because you like making images, right? So, but there has to be an impetus, a reason, a motive why time after time you take pictures. Now, it could absolutely be as simple as you enjoy the process of creating something from nothing, because of course that is what photography is. You know, you start off with a camera or a way of recording an image, and at the start of the day that image does not exist. By the end of the day it does, in whatever shape or form. In the good old days of darkroom and film photography, you know, that was what was always very magical for me, was the fact that when you come to, you know, yes, you take pictures and you expose your film and you process your film, but when you come to work in the darkroom, you're creating that image. It just literally appears out of the dark in front of you. Just incredible when you're processing the prints. Those days, of course, for many people are gone. Of course, darkroom photography, traditional film photography, has seen something of a resurgence in popularity, which is great. But aside from all that, aside from all the technology and the what is, you know, suitable, what's exciting for one person or another, aside from all that, why do we take pictures? Why do you take pictures? And this kind of way of thinking has kind of come back to me, because in the course of my talk this evening, of course, I discussed how things all started for me. I start off the talk by showing a few early pictures from my early days of photography as a hobby. And that's kind of where it all started. But, you know, it would be very easy for people to look at me as a photographer working professionally and say, well, it's obvious why you take pictures. You just want to get paid. or you want to earn a living. Well, yes, there is that, but I wouldn't be taking pictures if I didn't enjoy it. So is it as simple as the pure enjoyment? Oh, let me just... All right, let's just turn the sat-nav down a little bit. There we go. I'm driving through the dark, of course, and yes, I could follow road signs, but why not use the technology of the sat-nav when you've got it? So yes, you know, the pure simplicity of enjoying creating images. Is that why we do it deep down? Now, there are many books, many articles, and I'm sure I've got a whole selection of them that would explain in to the umpteenth detail the psychology behind it, why we're doing it, why we're trying to create memories or freeze moments in time on a psychological level, on a deeper level. I'm sure that all exists, but yeah, you know, let's stick to the whole outdoors side of things and the you know, adventure on your doorstep, this sort of thing. Why do we go and take pictures? If you're trying to create pictures, if you're having an adventure, you are probably taking pictures because obviously there are nice moments along the way, nice scenes, nice countryside or views or whatever it might be. It might even be nice people. But the reasoning behind taking pictures, why we take pictures when we're out exploring or adventuring, to give it a kind of a, you know, it's a bit more glamorous, label, I suppose. We're just wanting to record our adventures so that we can look back and enjoy them again, surely. Now, it's a funny thing, you know, you'll often talk to, say, web designers who their website isn't up together how they'd like. Graphic designers, their branding isn't, you know, hasn't been tweaked for a good while. Bear with me. You know, and many photographers don't take pictures just because they can, just because they enjoy the process. Now, it might be that you... oh, bear with me. Oh, there's an awful lot of directions going on here. Here we go. I'm not familiar with this area. Driving through Sussex here. Now, bear with me. Oh, I see what's going on. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of photographers don't take pictures for themselves. The reason is a purely commercial one. And I don't think there is actually anything wrong with that if you, you know, you like photography, but it has now become a profession. It's a means to an end. You enjoy it, but you see every picture as a pound sign or a dollar sign. You know, it's a way to put food on the table, all that sort of thing. So, you know, but when we're outdoors, does the taking of many pictures, or maybe video now, does that detract from the adventuring, the... You know, the whole, the trip as in itself, of the kind of just losing yourself and wandering or exploring an area or taking an afternoon out to just walk down by the sea. I remember a few years back, and long time listeners will maybe remember this, when I spoke to Alistair Humphreys, and I'll link to that audio in the show notes. I seem to recall that, you know, he's an adventurer. That is what he does. He's was previously nominated as one of National Geographic's Adventurers of the Year. And I think I asked him about taking pictures. And he said, or whether he, I can't remember now, whether he put pictures up on his wall or what have you, something like that. And it was something along the lines of, he didn't really take many pictures, or he didn't really share them, print them out, because it was the adventure itself was the main thing, that the memories were in his head. You know, he was just wanting to fully immerse himself in the experience. And so whether it detracted something, subsequent to that, obviously he documents his adventures and the, you know, the pictures and the stuff goes online and in books and all this sort of thing, and ultimately in magazines as well. So if we're talking about experiences, why we take pictures, surely the point, the purpose, the reason is to relive those experiences, so that whilst we don't or won't forget them, we can look back at them with a kind of like an aid memoir, a sort of a way to remind ourselves of what great times we had. Or even, hey, if it wasn't a great time, maybe you went on that week-long trip and the weather was so bad, or the vehicles that you were in broke down so much, or, you know, God forbid, you had, you know, you hurt yourself, or there was something a bit more dramatic. You know, whilst you may not wish to remember the trip for that reason, nevertheless, that was a big part of it, and having the pictures are your way to look back, reflect, and tell that story if you wish to other people. Now, that there ties in very neatly with perhaps the point of photography. It's to tell stories. Now, it isn't necessarily telling a story like a photo documentary, like you might see in a travel supplement or a travel book, but to tell a story, again, do you need multiple pictures? Can you tell a story in one frame? Well, of course you can, but more often than not, you'll have multiple pictures to fill in the gaps. And one of the things that I dropped in as a reference in my talk this evening was, you know, think in terms of movies. You'll have someone running along a street, and it might be a chase, and you'll see a man running, and there'll be like a close-up of like his face, and then you will see a wider shot, and then it might cut to someone running behind him, and then a close-up to that person's feet maybe, and then it might also show the scenery going by really quickly. Those jump cuts, those incidental shots, are what build the story. So there are techniques, there are ways, there are devices that you can build your story, that if your reason for taking pictures is to tell that story, then those are all tools and techniques that allow you to do that. But what about taking pictures in a more methodical, scientific approach? If indeed photography is a hobby, as it always was for me growing up, you could look at it more in a scientific way, that as a craft through and through, you are looking to better yourself, your technique, your ability, that the process, knowing that you're never, arguably never going to take that perfect picture, it is the journey, it is the process of trying or striving to take the picture that absolutely at most encapsulates for you, the artist, the photographer, encapsulates the epitome of that process, that visual and arguably scientific journey of creating imagery. Now, it could even be that you know, you have one particular image in mind, and you, that is that one image that you always strive to capture. And it could be something like, I don't know, a sunset. Or it could be a sunset over a particular field, a view, or a building, or a landscape. It could be, for example, you might want to capture a particular scene with a particular tree and a field or lake or whatever it might be. You might want to get, in your mind, the perfect, the image that perfectly captures the essence of the seasons. So spring, summer, autumn or fall, and winter. You're striving for that perfect picture, which really does sum it up. And that is your reason why you take pictures, aside from the fact that you love the process. And, you know, I haven't, if I'm honest, I haven't gone into this recording right now with any, it wasn't premeditated. I didn't, whilst I thought I would probably record something on the way back, as I usually do on the way back from these camera clubs talks in the evenings, whilst I was aware of that, I didn't have a set topic, but I knew that it would likely be inspired by my talk. So I haven't thought it through, is what I'm saying. But sometimes, you know, these journeys back from these talks give me a chance to kind of mentally and verbally kind of just offload some thoughts. And so if my meandering thoughts here seem to be going a little bit back and forth, that is just me with a brain dump, just processing and just putting it out there. A bit like if you are someone that does journaling, if you like to, you know, every day write some thoughts about your day, how you're feeling, all this sort of thing. So now I'm just wondering, what else could there be in terms of, you know, the reasons why we take pictures? What might be something I've forgotten? I've been talking for about just over 15 minutes, this main section of the audio. So what else could there be? The reason for taking pictures, of course, could be in a more methodical, get my words out, methodical purpose and reasoning, more like forensic, kind of more like a cataloguing. If you had, you know, if you're working in a business and you have stock and you're taking pictures, well, fair enough. The reason is you're taking those pictures for your catalogue, for your website, for your, you know, it could even be for insurance purposes or even on a personal level. People often do photograph their possessions so that if there should be some reason why you need to present pictures to show a reference or evidence of your property, then that's there. So there's another reason. But when you're outdoors, you're not, well, I say you're not, maybe you are thinking of documenting your journey, but in a very methodical way. So for example, when I'm walking a route and I know that it's for a feature, I am always thinking about key points along the way, key sites, things that are, you know, reference points. If it's a walk like I might do for Great Outdoors magazine, where I have to supply the data, like the View Ranger generated data of tracking the route, so it shows you the miles, the level of ascent, the how long it takes, all this. If I'm going along and I need a visual reference to, whilst I may not know exactly what I'm going to be putting in the final article, I need to make sure that I've got enough content that if I look back at my notes that I make in my notebook and it says, oh, you know, take a moment to pause at this gate to, you know, look at 90 degrees down the track and you'll see this wonderful, I don't know, sculpture or wonderful old building or whatever it might be, that's, you know, that could be a key element. And so that has to be in my article, and so a reason for taking those pictures. But then if you strip it down to the bare basics, the reasoning for that, of course, is I'm under assignment. You know, I'm commissioned to put together an article, and so I need the pictures to go with my copy. So, you know, I do find it, if not fascinating, I do find it kind of interesting because, you know, for, you know, quite a few years I've sort of gone through, you know, taking pictures and, you know, looking at photographs by other people. And, you know, I'm often interested to see not just how, but why people take pictures of the things they do.
Have you thought of a reason for taking pictures that I've not mentioned? If so, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.